know.
It's got to be pretty warm.
Oh, hey, you can hear me. All right. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, this morning we do not have we don't have junior church. We will still have nursery and stuff back there if you have or want to take use of that. My daughters actually teach a lesson to the ones that go in the nursery, where they actually do like a little lesson and a Bible time. If you're not aware of that and you want to take advantage of that today, that'd be great. I did bring with me, I don't have my bag, but I brought a card with me. And can you read what that says? What does that say?
Children's Museum.
Yeah, it says Children's Museum. And what is that word there? What does it say, Dave?
Member.
Member of the Children's Museum. I have a membership to the Children's Museum. And mine comes from doing foster care. They actually offer a free membership if you have foster kids, if you're not aware of that. Now, I don't suggest becoming a foster parent just to get a membership to the Children's Museum. It's a little bit more work than that. But definitely, I have a membership. Now, what does a membership mean to the Children's Museum? What do you think it would mean? Yeah, unlimited visits, right? I get to go whenever I want. I just flash this with my ID, and I can go. I can go by myself, but most of the time I would probably take my kids. Hey, I like it, okay? The Children's Museum is a lot of fun. But yeah, I get to go when I want. I have certain special access to some things that I'd never take advantage of because they're like early in the morning or various times like that. But you know, I get special benefits but for being a member. There's other things that you can be members of, right? There's various things like we have memberships to grocery stores, right? Like Sam's Club and Costco, you could be a member. What does it take to be a member to some of these clubs? You know?
Money.
Money, right? It costs money to be a member of some of these clubs. And there are some very exclusive clubs. You know what exclusive means? Yeah, let's see. There's a club called the Bears Club in Florida, and it's run by Jack Nicholson, different Jack, who's a golfer. And the Bears Club is an exclusive club, and to get in, it costs, your initial fee is about $500,000, all right, to be a part of this club. All right, and then from then on, you have monthly fees, and then there's also an annual fee of about $20,000 to be a part of this club. All right, now, do you have that? Anybody here have that kind of cash that they can just drop for a country club? No? No, you do? Oh, great, awesome. Do you golf, though? Yeah, $500,000 is a lot to drop, all right? And not very many people are going to have that kind of money that they can just put towards golfing, okay? Or just hanging out at an exclusive club. People don't have that kind of money. So that makes it exclusive. That means it keeps a lot of people out. All right, so exclusive means it would keep people out. Inclusive means you can be a part of it. All right, so being part of a club, it costs to be a part of a club. Now, the church isn't a club, right? But we have what we call members in a church. And it's not a club, but it does cost. It does cost to be a part of this club. There is a certain level of exclusivity to this. And there's two requirements that we have to be a part of this church. To be a part of the church, to be a part of the family of God. One, you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Two, you're baptized in his name. That's it. Because the cost to be a part of the family of God is death. Now that's kind of exclusive, isn't it? That's kind of exclusive. But Jesus paid that price for us. He paid that price for us, and he says, you can now be members of the family of God because of my death and my resurrection. And what are some of the special benefits we get? Oh, we get some pretty awesome benefits, don't we? God is our Father, right? God is our Father. So we may not be a club, but we are family. And as part of that family, Jesus paid the price to make us part of that family. So we are exclusive in that way, but we're also inclusive because who can join? Anybody. Anybody can join. So unlike the Bears Club in Florida, you don't have to have money. We're not asking for money. You don't have to have special status. You don't have to have anything except the willingness to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that's it. And I think that is a pretty cool thing to be a member of, isn't it? Way better than the Bears Club. And I'm going to turn it over to Fred.
Thank you, brother. All right, it's good to see everybody here this morning. Yes. Today is a member recognition Sunday, new member recognition Sunday. And what we're going to be doing today, we're going to be recognizing our new members. And today we ceremonially welcome our new members to our family. And we certainly are blessed to have you part of our church home here. I hope that, our new members, I hope you've been getting acquainted with your brothers and sisters in Christ here at Garfield Christian Church and looking for ways where you can, just better serve this church, better serve each other through many of the ministries that this church offers. We have several who were baptized into Christ or placed membership with us over the past several months of last year and even this year. And again, we are thrilled that you're part of the kingdom of God and have chosen Garfield Christian Church to be your church home. But what I want to do, I want to recognize each one of them, each one of you this morning. So as I call your name, if you will just make your way to the front and just stand right here in front of my podium, okay? I want you to make your way to the front, stand right here as I read about what you wrote about yourself, okay? As we introduce you this morning. And then I want you to just kind of move down toward the end here so that we can have room for everybody to be up here this morning. So I'm going to begin here with somebody who really doesn't even need an introduction because we've known her all of her life. And that is Ingrid Noe. Ingrid Noe, if you will, please come to the front. There you go, Ingrid. Just stand right there in the front, if you will. Please face your brothers and sisters in Christ. Ingrid was baptized last year on June 21st. She, of course, is the daughter of our youth pastor, Ben, and his wife, Corey Noe. Siblings are Elias, Alex, Addie, and Evie. And this is what Ingrid has written about herself. I asked the people, tell us a little bit about yourself. And she writes, I am 13 years old. I like to do lots of things. I love to read. I always have a book with me. I especially love adventure and fantasy. I also love writing. I spend a lot of time working on fiction writing and learning from other writers on the internet. I like playing games, especially with my family. I love when Alex comes home. We always play a new video game together, and I play board games with the whole family. I like hanging out with my friends. We go to the library together and go to clubs together, including Girl Scouts. I like Girl Scouts, and I like selling cookies. She may have some for you today if you ask. I love coming to church, too. I like reading my Bible and going to youth group. I like most of homeschool. I like most of school. I am homeschooled and go to a cooperative school once a week. We have fun classes there. I also love animals a lot. I have a greyhound and a parakeet, and when I grow up, I want to be a vet or a writer or both. So welcome, Ingrid, to our family. Like now for Debbie Teets, if you will, please to come forward, Debbie. And if you will just do the same, just stand right here in front of my podium. Now, Debbie was baptized on August 17th of last year, and this is what she writes about herself. She says, I am retired. I like gardening in my flowers. I have one dog, one cat, feeding my backyard birds, cats, raccoons that visit. I have one adult son and daughter-in-law. 3 adult grandchildren and about to have the blessing to be a great-grandma, okay? I enjoy sitting in my backyard on a warm day with a mild breeze watching the small wonders we are blessed to have. My activities include watching television, enjoying my animals, eating out with friends and family, coming to church, in Bible study classes, reading various magazines, and of course, reading my Bible. So welcome, Debbie. We're so glad that you're part of our church family. Do you mind just making your way down there toward Ingrid? Okay, I'd like to now have Kimberly Rodriguez to come forward, if you will, please, Kim. You will just do the same. Kim became a member of our church here on September 8, 2024. She is the mother of Michael, Joshua, and Jacob that we'll be introducing here in just a moment. She writes, I love Jesus. I love to study the Bible. I enjoy Bible study with Phil, and I love the women's prayer group on Wednesdays. Everyone is so nice. On Fridays, I volunteer at the Compassion Center serving the homeless. GCC has been a blessing to me, to my family, and I thank God for leading us here. So we're certainly grateful, Kim, that you're part of our church family. I would like for Kim's all 3 sons come up forward, if you will, please. Michael, Joshua, and Jacob. And just stand right here in front of my podium, if you will, please. And I'm going to read what they write as well. Michael Cavill, he was baptized on September 8, 2024. Of course, his mom is Kimberly, his brothers, Joshua and Jacob. He says, I asked him to tell us a little bit about yourself. He says, I like to play video games and enjoy watching movies. It's a typical guy. We just get right to the point, okay? And then we have Joshua Calvillo. He writes, I like listening to God's word. I enjoy church and I like playing video games. And then we have Jacob Arenado. He was also baptized September 8, 2024. He writes, I am in the 7th grade. My hobbies are gaming, soccer, chess, basketball, and I really like the church. I like the youth group a lot. So we're certainly glad that they are part of our church family here. And Deborah Zimmerman, if you would please come on up. Just stand right there, be fine. Deborah became a member here on September 25th, 2024. She writes this, I moved to Indianapolis in late August after 39 years in Nashville, Tennessee, where I worked as an editor for the Nashville Banner newspaper and later as an elementary school teacher and teaching specialist. I grew up in the Garfield Park neighborhood and was a member of Garfield Christian as a teenager. I'm a graduate of Manual High School, Butler University, and Tribeca Nazarene University. My hobbies include gardening, reading, and listening to podcasts. So we're certainly glad that Deborah's here, part of our church. We'd like to now have Betty Castro. If you will, please come on up, Betty. Now, Betty is the mother of Kim and, of course, the grandmother of these boys up here. And Betty, she was baptized on October 24, 2024. And this is what she says here. I like gardening, cleaning, shopping, and watching movies. So we're certainly glad to have you here too, Betty, so much. Now, Betty also has a son who placed membership with us, who was baptized last year, Eric Maynard and his wife Jan, but they're unable to be here today. But I am going to read what they wrote about themselves, if that's okay. Eric is a drywall finisher, been at it for over 30 years. He enjoys cooking and playing video games. Jan works for Amazon. She enjoys all sorts of arts and crafts and watching movies. They right here, we both enjoy spending time with our family, especially our grandchildren, and we both look forward to celebrating and worshiping God with our new church family. So we're certainly glad to have them as part of our church as well. If we could bring Eva Clark, if you will, please come on up, Eva. Eva was baptized on December 22nd. She is the mother of Jan Maynard that I just told you about. And she's the grandmother of Also Precious that we'll have up here in just a moment here. She writes here, says, before losing my vision, I worked as administrative assistant and currently the secretary of a blind bowling league. I graduated from Warren Central in 1983. I have seen all 10 of my grandchildren be born. I also have three great-grandchildren. I love crafting, have been crocheting for 50 years. My husband's name is David, and we have been married for 32 years now. All right. So glad you're part of our family. Precious Peyton, come on up. Precious was also baptized the very day that that her grandmother was baptized, December 22nd, 2024. She is the daughter of Jan Maynard, and of course, the granddaughter of Eva. She has three siblings. She has two sisters, Promise and Patience, and a brother, Michael. So Promise, Patience, Precious, and Michael, okay? She writes, I am a junior in high school. My favorite class is art. My hobbies are sewing, drawing, reading, and writing. I live with my two wonderful grandparents, Eva and David Clark. My favorite color is deep green. All around, I enjoy learning new ways to be creative. And the biggest thing I think I've learned in my life is so far is, and she has it in quotes, the meaning of life is to give life meaning. I hope you all will come to know me and accept me as we come together in worship. So welcome to our family, Precious. And last, certainly not least, is our sister Pam Warren. Pam Warren placed membership with us last Sunday. In fact, I wanted to include her today. And this is what Pam writes as she makes her way to the front here. She says, I work full-time for the Fraternal Order of Police. I work Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. I have two children, of which one is also a pastor in California. Her son is a pastor in California. I'm going to California this summer to visit my two youngest grandchildren. I don't know if she's going to visit, you know, her son and his wife or not, but her two youngest grandchildren says, yes, I know you do. Said, I don't really have any skills or talents. I don't believe that. I do like to cook, but don't do much of it since I don't like cooking for only one person. And she writes here, this is me in a nutshell. So we like that too. Thank you, Pam. Let's praise God for all of our new members. Yes. Welcome to our church family here. You're welcome to go ahead and be seated if you will, please. Thank you so much. Always great to welcome new family. I want you to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, if you will, please. Romans 12. And we're going to be reading here verses 4 through 5. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. The Apostle Paul, writing the Roman church, says this, writing to these Christians. He says, just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Now, the Apostle Paul here, and also in 1 Corinthians 12 that we're going to be reading in just a few moments, compares the church as, you know, as to the human body, compares the church to the human body. Our bodies are composed of various parts, you know, hands, feet, eyes, heart, liver, and so on. And each of these parts perform a specific function. Now, some are more essential to maintaining life. However, all of them contribute to each of us having a healthy and functioning body. If one part is missing or unhealthy, you know, not doing what it's supposed to do, then it impacts the whole body. This is also true of the church, the body of Christ. The church has many parts, but many members, but each of us has our own function or our own responsibility in the church of Jesus Christ. So even as the parts of the human body work in concert with, with every other part to benefit the whole body, so does every single member of the church, the body of Christ, serve one another in love and unity to benefit the church as a whole. And we are all important to God. Amen? All important. So therefore, we are members of one another, and we are to work together again to the glory of Jesus Christ. But what does it mean? What does it mean to be members of one another? First of all, number one, it means that we belong to each other. Will you say this with me? We belong to each other. Now, I think that we are all comfortable in acknowledging that we belong to the church or that we are members of the church. However, Paul goes beyond that in verse 5 when he says in verse 5, each member belongs to all the others. Each individual member belongs to all the others. That is much more personal, don't you think? Because, you know, if you are a disciple of Christ, that means that that I belong to you, and you belong to me, and we all belong to Christ. And when we belong to each other, that means we want and will pursue the best for each other, and will be there for each other. Again, comparing the church to the body of Christ, the physical body, rather, in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26, Paul said this. He said, if one part of the body, the physical body, suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever smashed your thumb with a hammer? Will you raise your hand if you've ever smashed your thumb or your finger with a hammer? Okay. Did you notice how your body responded to that? Did you notice? Now, here you are with a hammer and a nail. And by the way, a hammer and a nail, I just don't get along very well with a hammer and a nail, okay? But here you are with a hammer and a nail doing a small building project around the house. You know, when you swing the hammer, you accidentally hit the wrong nail, okay? According to medical science, immediately when that happens, blood vessels dilate to bring white blood cells to the injured area to fight potential infection and begin the healing process. You feel pain, letting your body know to protect your thumb from further injury. Your eyes begin to water as a sympathetic response to pain. Your other hand will reach for the injured thumb to help soothe and protect it from further harm. And then you will invariably put that injured thumb into your mouth. Because according to medical science, saliva contains natural antibacterial and analgesic properties to clean and slightly numb the wound, and providing temporary comfort and pain relief. Again, Paul said here, when one part of the body suffers, we all suffer with it. When one member of our church family suffers, we are there at their side. We suffer with it. Now, as members of Garfield Christian Church, we belong to each other. And I don't know if you've ever reached out to your fellow members here at Garfield, if you know, during your times of suffering, or if you had any particular need. But if you ever do, you will see a church family who will rally at your side to help you any way they possibly can. I mean, we may be small in size, but we have a big heart when it comes to helping our own, because after all, we belong to each other. Amen? We belong to each other. But also, secondly, what this means is this, that we serve together as one. Say this with me. We serve together as one. Members of one another means that we serve together as one. Now, Paul points out in our text in Romans 12 that although a member of the body of Christ, although there are many members, we don't have the same function, we work together and serve together as one body, as one whole. Again, even as the various parts of the physical body have different functions, so do we have different functions within the Church of Jesus Christ. In fact, we witness many of our members serving the Lord Jesus in different capacities, different functions, every single Sunday. While the praise band, led by our worship leader, Don Martyr, is up here leading us in worship, the AV team, Marilyn Steele and Rob Butler, are in the back working the soundboard. And both of them, work together with both visual and sound. Cheryl Charlton is also part of that team. We have various members who come on Sunday to give us a communion meditation, as our brother did this morning, and give us that communion meditation. But before they are able, and before we are able to have our communion, we already have somebody, have already been in the back preparing the communion, bringing it out here ready for us to take part of the communion every single Sunday. Youth Pastor Ben Noel teaches the children object lesson before they usually head back to worship in the very back for children's church. And then, of course, I stand up here every Sunday and preach a sermon. But each of us have different functions. But what we do, we all serve together as one to bring glory to God in our time of worship. However, the activity that you see on Sunday morning is just a small portion of what goes on during the week. Okay? I mean a very small portion. Because during the week, we have people here cleaning the building, teaching Bible classes, they do for Wednesday and Sunday, counseling families, preparing meals, greeting those who come to worship, visiting the sick, writing and sending cards, organizing fellowship meals, organizing the food pantry and distributing food to those in need, shoveling the snow, mowing the lawns, tending the flower garden, and on and on and on and on it goes. And no matter where or how you serve in the church, your ministry is important. Amen? Your ministry is important. And in fact, no ministry is any more important than the others. Although some ministries are certainly more visible than others, okay? Whether you preach as I do, or maybe you write and send cards. We have a ladies' class that meets on Wednesday, and one of their ministries is to send out cards to family members here at church, those who are ill, those who just need to be encouraged in some way. And whether your ministry is what I do or what they do, both of our ministries are vital and very important to this church. Both of them are vital. We just do different functions in the church. In fact, I want you to listen to how Paul describes the importance of each and every member of the church. I want you to turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's just the next book over. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I want you to follow with me as I read here. I don't have it up on the screen. I do have a slide there, but we don't have the words up on the screen. I just want you to follow with me. 1 Corinthians 12, beginning with verse 12. Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, says this. Now, I want you to understand what's happened in the Corinthian church. The Corinthian church began to divide, had this division between them because there were some who were saying, my spiritual gift is better than your spiritual gift. That I'm the preacher, and that means that I'm the best. Or I'm the worship leader, I'm the best. I'm the one who does whatever it is, you just name it, that I'm the best. So Paul then wants them to understand that there is no best in the Church of Jesus Christ. We all work together. We have different functions, but yet we all work together to the glory of God. He goes on in verse 12 and he says this. He says, the body, the physical body, is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all the parts are many, they form one body. And so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. He says, no matter who you are, that if you're in Christ, you are one. You are one. Now, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an ear, or the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? But as it is, there are many parts, but one body. Look at verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. Now Paul is using a very simple analogy to say, listen, we are in this together. We belong to each other. We work together to accomplish what God wants us to do within the church, the body of Christ. We are in this together. Never think that because your ministry is not as visible or pronounced as other ministries that you make little or no contribution to the body of Christ, because that's not true at all. We need everyone and to function in your, whatever your gift is, we need you to utilize that gift. Every member of the church is important no matter what your gift is. In fact, Peter tells us in 1 Peter 4, verse 10, he says this. He said, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. So Peter says, whatever your gift is, use it to serve others, administering God's grace. And if you haven't found a ministry in this church, see me, because we have a place for you. Here at Garfield Christian Church, we are thrilled when we add new members to our congregation. But what is most important is not adding members to our particular congregation, but adding members to the body of Christ, to the church as a whole. That's what's most important. Again, Paul emphasized in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, he says, we were all baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ, making us one in Christ. Making us one. And you too can be part of the body of Christ by submitting your life to Jesus Christ in baptism. On the very first day of the church's existence, just 50 days after Jesus was crucified in what is known as the Day of Pentecost, 3,000 plus people were added to the number of disciples when they obeyed the gospel by being baptized by the one Spirit into the body of Christ, Acts 2, verse 42. And that was just the beginning, because people are still being added to the church, you know, of Jesus Christ by submitting their lives to Christ in baptism, as so many of you did just last year. And you are now part of our church. You're part of God's kingdom. You're part of His church. And as we, you know, fast forward to 2025, people are still being added. And we need to understand how important that is, that we are to be involved in reaching out to others to bring more and more people to Christ. God has a place for you in His church, in His kingdom, and all you have to do is come to Him. So the question I want you to ask you this morning is this: are you a member of the body of Christ? Man, that's just that. Are you a member of the body of Christ? I am so thrilled that we have all of our new members here. We have some people who have been part of this church for years and years. In fact, this morning, you know, Michael Harris was talking about, you know, being a member of the church before it even was in this facility, in this, on this location. that he was a member of the church where it used to be, and you know, came over here, and he was the second person to be baptized in his church right after his brother. So he's been a member here for a long, long, long time, being part of God's family for a long, long, long time. And whether you are a new member or a member has been here for, you know, decades, you are important to God. You are important to this church family. And we want to just let you know that we're so grateful that you're part of our church family, but we have a place for you also to work within this church if you're just willing to do so. We're going to be singing this invitation song. During this invitation song is an opportunity just to, you know, just for each of us to look, you know, in our own hearts, our own souls, and say, what is it that I need? What do I need from God? There may be some here today that have never yet put on Jesus Christ in baptism. The baptistry is warm, okay? It's ready for you. If you want to do that this morning, all you have to do is just make that great confession to Jesus Christ this morning and give your life to him. There are some here that may be just struggling. I know as I look over this congregation, I know some of you personally who are just going through some very difficult times. I know that Wes's dad, Wayne, is in the hospital right now with congestive heart failure. We have so many others are dealing with illness and things like that. We want to pray with you this morning if you let us do that. If we can help you, if we can pray with you in any way, will you please come as together we stand and we sing.